The Palin administration today introduced legislation outlining the Department of Transportation's plan for road and infrastructure projects funded by the federal stimulus package. The bill includes $175.5 million for highways and roads in Alaska, but the legislature will have some $300 million in projects that it can consider funding. Besides the money the legislature must approve from the stimulus package, there are funding streams cities can tap into directly. Acting Anchorage Mayor Matt Klayman has announced an initial series of projects that fall under that category. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Overall, the city hopes to receive approximately $300 to $400 million in federal funding through ARRA. That's from the estimated $840-plus million anticipated for the state of Alaska. According to Acting Mayor Matt Klayman, the money Anchorage could receive will come via two streams. One passes through Juneau and then on to Anchorage. The other stream would go directly to the municipality from Washington. The first list of nine proposed projects announced yesterday fit the latter pattern. Coleman said they also fell within at least one funding category.
There's 70 different funding streams at least, and so you basically apply for funding from those funding streams for specific projects. So you have to match up, for example, a roads project with the funding stream for roads and a police project in the funding stream for police.
One of the projects proposed has already seen considerable shovel work, namely the Lake Otis Parkway and Tudor Road intersection. Another is set to go this construction season, repair and reconstruction of the Old Glen Highway between South Birchwood to Peters Creek. Also slated for submission to the U.S. Department of Transportation are rehabilitation of the Chester Creek and other area trails, people mover bus stop improvements in the university area, and people mover facility improvements. The municipality also expects $2 to $3 million from the energy efficient improvement category, again to augment existing projects. The administration distributed its first phase list about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Anchorage Assemblymember Debbie Osiander says it was the first she learned which initial projects were selected.
My prime reaction is a bit of frustration that there was, again, no opportunity to discuss, to talk about what should be priorities, and to understand the parameters that were used to make these particular choices. The Assembly had requested the opportunity to do that twice, and these are not the projects that I would have immediately thought of.
Klayman says besides having already reviewed an overall list of possible projects, the administration has invited one member, Assembly Chair Harriet Drummond, to participate in the selection review meetings. He says he's also asked representatives of the school board, the railroad, and in the future may include Anchorage's nonprofit and for-profit community. But Klayman says there's not a lot of time for debate.
Most of these funds are going to be decided on and distributed in 6 months or less. If we spend days and weeks kind of debating which project should we apply for, we're going to end up getting no projects.
To help communicate the status of the city's Recovery Act proposals, the mayor says there's a new American Recovery and Reinvestment Act file on the municipal website. As of this morning, it was still in the initial stages of development. This is Len Anderson.